This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, world. My name is Abby DeCandy. I'm the producer of Bad Attitude, and today we are at Harrison Street Cafe, where they serve vegetarian breakfast and lunch daily. I'm very excited. I'm a pescatarian, so basically vegetarian, but I also eat seafood. So this is like my home town. Okay, great.
Harrison Street Cafe has been a staple of Richmond for over 16 years. I did some Googling and I could not find out when they opened, but their earliest Facebook post is from 2009, but someone on Reddit said they've been going for the past 20 years, so I have no idea.
The cowboy breakfast? Is that what you're saying? Yes.
Yeah. No, you're good. Yeah, that one's really popular. It's just like salsa, potatoes, and cheese.
I'll do that and I'll do a cherry blossom iced tea.
Love, please.
They specialize in vegan and vegetarian breakfast and lunch items with drinks and other things. As someone who is a pescatarian and who has never willingly eaten meat before, it is really nice to go to a restaurant and have that peace of mind that what you are getting won't accidentally have meat in it.
A tea tryout. Boom! Okay, guys, lightly sweetened. It's a color one would associate with things, maybe. Yeah. That tastes like bananas. It's good. It's a good iced tea. I've gotten cold brew or iced coffee here a couple times. Last time I was here, I got a cold brew with almond flavoring, because I got that before and it was pretty good, and it was the worst cup of coffee I ever had in my entire life. I had to throw it out. It tasted like it was spiked and spoiled all at the same time. So now I'm shifting to a more tea approach. People like their chai tea. I'm not a chai tea person, so I couldn't vouch for that, but I don't know. Like a little baby.
Just pour drip. Oh, that was not. Okay, good stuff, people. That's a pretty fire. I think I've had a few other things from Harrison Street Cafe. I've had their vegetarian chopped cheese. I've had another breakfast burrito. I think I had their tofu sandwich. And I think they really do excel in their fake meats department. They have like an Italian sub that I'd like to try.
Harrison Street Cafe is probably the closest specifically vegan or vegetarian spot to campus, and I think they do a great job of reaching out to everyone. I have several friends who eat there and they aren't vegan or vegetarian, and their food is just as good as any place else, so snaps to them.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of Write This Plate. Be sure to check out our other show, Bad Attitude. This week we interviewed the very talented Logan Hiller, aka Grump Dump. So check that out. Harrison Street Cafe, wonderful place to get, I'd say, better for the food and treats. Some drinks are good, but a little pricey, but you know, I enjoyed it nonetheless. If you're on campus, on Harrison Street, oh, that's where the cafe is.
Check it out.